Now let's take a look at suppression, repression, and abreaction. The concepts of suppression, regression, and abreaction are fundamental to the general therapy setting. However, they have a particular relevance to hypnotherapy, given that they are each relevant to conscious and/or unconscious processes. A good theoretical and practical understanding of them is highly important to a hypnotherapist's professional integrity, level of competence, and skill. Suppression is the process whereby challenging thoughts, emotions, and impulses are pushed to the periphery of the conscious mind. Suppression is defined in psychology in the following way: the conscious exclusion of unacceptable desires, thoughts, or memories from the mind. I would like to add to that also that it's not just unacceptable thoughts and desires. Suppression is the conscious exclusion of any thoughts, memories, or desires. However, it is important to note that it's the unacceptable desires, thoughts, or memories that are quite often the troublesome part of the client's psyche, and therefore we are more apt to pay attention to them. Repression is the unconscious exclusion of unacceptable desires, thoughts, or memories from the mind. The difference between suppression and repression, therefore, is with suppression, we are aware of the material. It's pushed to the peripherals of our mind. It's on the back burner, so to speak. With repression, we are totally and utterly unaware of the material. It's repressed, it's buried deep within our psyche. Hypnotherapy alters the state of consciousness of a patient or client, so enabling cooperation and/or distraction of their conscious mind to allow access to the suppressed material at the peripheral level, where it is normally guarded by the conscious mind. In addition, removal of this normal modus operandi of the conscious mind by trance induction enables the therapist to gain access to the patient's unconscious mind. Consequently, through appropriate interventions and facilitating changes to new positive frames of reference, they can be helped so that their presenting problems are made better. Hypnotherapy alters the state of consciousness of a patient, so enabling cooperation and/or distraction of their conscious mind to allow access to suppressed material at the peripheral level, where it is normally guarded by the conscious mind. In addition, removal of this normal modus operandi of the conscious mind by trance induction enables the therapist to gain access to the patient's unconscious mind. Consequently, through appropriate interventions and facilitating changes to new positive frames of reference or beliefs, they can be helped so that their presenting problems are made better, resolved, or even healed. The difference between the two processes is very relevant clinically. As suppression is at the conscious level, it can be managed more proactively, including via non-trance methods, for example, counselling. On the other hand, as repression is unconscious, it manifests to the conscious level through unexpected symptoms or via reliving of traumatic memories. This process is known as abreaction, which we'll look at a little bit further on. With suppressed experiences, patients can still review earlier life experiences with conscious awareness of other time frames. Hence, for example, the patient can experience an early life event but at the same time always maintain awareness of an adult's existence as well as the therapy situation. Whereas with repressed events, patients are actually reliving earlier negative experiences without conscious awareness of future realities beyond the time frame being experienced. This is known as age regression. Therefore, the patient, whilst experiencing this state, may not have awareness of any future life. It's like they experience amnesia from the time following the age they are currently experiencing. Given that the source of repressed material arises from the unconscious level, hypnotherapy can be very useful in helping patients to gain positive insights and learnings from it. In addition, it can engineer the cooperation of the unconscious mind to positively reframe meaning of repressed experiences.